Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, Oprah Winfrey, and Jim Carrey. What do they have in common? Deep analysis by executive career maximizer Lauren Holmes show they all achieved their success using Savanting's biology-driven protocol. Savanting exploits the biology behind how savants outperform their potential, how they achieve incredible feats of genius from deficient brains theoretically incapable of them. We saw the juxtaposed brilliance and deficit with the world's most beloved savant, Raymond Babbitt, brilliantly portrayed by Dustin Hoffman in the 1988 Best Picture, Rain Man. Yet, savant super skills hint at capabilities of the human brain most have never experienced. Savanting makes savant genius accessible. This unprecedented protocol empowers brilliant breakthroughs from the non-brilliant, vision from the non-visionaries, and extraordinary execution from the execution challenged. But above all, it releases creativity from non-creatives. Savanting renders all current methods for cultivating creativity obsolete. Studies show we're born 98% creative. Entry into our school systems reduces us to 2% creative by the age of 7. Savanting reactivates our innate creativity by returning us to the way we were born to operate before cultural interference. Creativity increases in flow state. Savanting's power derives from a subset of the flow state identified by psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi in his 1991 bestseller, Flow, The Optimal Experience. Lauren calls this specialized subset savant flow. The savant brain and the savant flow brain yield similar savant super skills. Studies show that each of us has one domain in which we exhibit significant creativity. Coincidentally, savants also excel in only one domain. Savanting helps you to discover and develop your domain for creativity, breakthroughs, and flashes of genius. Steve Jobs is synonymous with creativity. Bill Gates is not. Would it surprise you to learn that Lauren's comparative analysis confirms that Gates is at least as creative as Jobs? Bill's unique brand of creativity went undetected by critics who mistakenly assumed the creativity domains of rivals Jobs and Gates were the same. One's creativity domain needs to be the foundational strategy for one's most rewarding career and life. All 6 superachievers demonstrate this. Jeff Bezos appears eclectic in his pursuits. Lauren shows that he has been creatively forwarding a singular domain since childhood. As a result, even the ever-venturing Jeff Bezos is predictable. Based on his prowess in his creativity domain, you'll want to invest where Jeff invests. This savant-inspired protocol is also a faster, more reliable means to achieve mankind's most sought-after goals. Savanting is the most expedient route to self-actualization in existence today. Continuous self-transcendence is built in. Extreme self-knowledge, sustained self-sufficient self-love and happiness, wholeness, enlightenment, expanded consciousness, and true biology-driven purpose and potential. As the book's final chapters reveal, these are byproducts of the savanting modus operandi. Lauren Holmes developed savanting after interviewing over 300 global change executives in a compressed period of time. The shared way of working she observed was then filtered through the lens of her degree in biological anthropology and her subsequent specialization in career and talent maximization. Needless to say, Lauren has similarly focused her education and career on her own creativity domain to develop this unique maximization methodology. In Savanting, Outperforming Your Potential, Lauren shares discovery and invention which she was biologically predisposed to pursue. She, too, outperforms her assumed potential in her personal creativity domain.